June 12th, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, A Walking Companion. Opening prayer. Father, as I turn to your words today, please incline yourself once again toward me. Read Genesis chapter 5, from Adam to Noah. This is the written account of Adam's family line. When God created mankind, he made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them. And he named them mankind when they were created. When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image. And he named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived a total of 930 years, and then he died. When Seth had lived 105 years, he became the father of Enosh. After he became the father of Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Seth lived a total of 912 years, and then he died. When Enosh had lived 90 years, he became the father of Kenan. After he became the father of Kenan, Enosh lived 815 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enosh lived a total of 905 years, and then he died. When Kenan had lived 70 years, he became the father of Mahalalel. After he became the father of Mahalalel, Kenan lived 840 years, and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Kenan lived a total of 910 years, and then he died. When Mahalalel had lived 65 years, he became the father of Jared. After he became the father of Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years, and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Mahalalel lived a total of 895 years, and then he died. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. After he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived a total of 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God, then he was no more, because God took him away. When Methuselah had lived 187 years, he became the father of Lamech. After he became the father of Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Methuselah lived a total of 969 years, and then he died. When Lamech had lived 182 years, he had a son. He named him Noah and said, "He will comfort us in the labor and painful toil of our hands caused by the ground the Lord has cursed." After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Lamech lived a total of 777 years, and then he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he became the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Reflect. With whom do you walk most closely day to day? Well done. I'm assuming that you've just read the whole of chapter 5. If you have, you may well have noticed some very familiar names and potentially gained some valuable information for a quiz question that may come your way in the future. Along with me, you may have many questions regarding what we've read. While Methuselah's mention may give us knowledge of the oldest person ever to live, I can't help but wonder how these people managed to live that long. Many commentators surmise that the pre-flood environment was so different that degenerative effects were much more limited. I don't know. Let me focus on something of which I can be more certain. If I could choose anyone to walk with, I would choose the same walking companion as Enoch. Spurgeon notes regarding Enoch, if I wished to find a man's most familiar friend, it would surely be one with whom he daily walked. In walking, friends become communicative. One tells his trouble, and the other strives to console him under it, and then imparts to him his own secret in return. As with many parts of Scripture, I find myself wanting more information or context. How was Enoch taken away? Did he ascend like Jesus? Again, we get some commentary from the writer of Hebrews in the great chapter of the Giants of Faith, but I still can't fully grasp what happened. Nevertheless, my prayer is that today I'll be able to walk faithfully with God and that in some way he can look upon me as he did Enoch and sense the same pleasure. As the hymn writer of old penned, just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Apply. Can you think of something you could do today that would enable you to walk closer to God? Maybe take a moment of quiet to consider what it may be. Closing prayer. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be.